Hey, what's going on, my masterminders? Welcome to another episode of Mastermind Your Life. We got Damon P. Dillard in the house, the high income sales coach, the founder of Elevated Income Academy. Guys, we got a legend that helps other legends to develop and grow into the massive potential legends. Guys, we need a look, if you're listening, just wherever you are, round of applause. Pay attention and turn up the volume. We got Damon P. Dillard in the house.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Yeah.
I'm loving the energy. I'm loving the excitement. I always tell my students, high energy equals high income.
Exactly. Exactly. You're so right. The energy, the way you present. People love energy. People love energy.
Yeah. They do. They do. And they need it. They need it. At the end of the day, I say that entrepreneurship is a sport. So if you're not working consistently on your body, you're not going to have the energy that it takes to really overcome objections, to get through the tough times, the challenges, the things that you're automatically going to face as an entrepreneur. So the high energy sometimes will even overcome your lack of knowledge. Sometimes people just want to be around people that are excited.
Right? So come on, man.
The podcast.
I say Coach D came with a big bag of gems. He's look, this is who you like, that energy that you giving off. Oh my God. Like from here, I could feel it. Like I'm like, yo, let's go. Like I feel like I'm in a football, like, yo, like the huddle, like look, like Ray Lewis, like you see I got Ray Lewis up there in the top right hand corner, like you only live once behind me. Like this is amazing, and I'm so excited that you decided to take the time out of your busy day, because I know there's got to be a demand for you, a demand for your energy, your skills, your talents, your knowledge, your presence. So we super appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. And I want to throw it right back to you. Just the sheer fact that you will reach out and say, hey, listen, I'd love to feature you. I'd like to introduce you to my audience. I'm honored for that. I don't take any of these opportunities for granted at all. Because obviously life did not always look this way. So I'm extremely grateful to serve.
Yes. And talking about life, you know, I think that's one of the most fascinating things is that we are actually alive. We've been given this gift, this ability. We have impact. We have knowledge, intelligence, you know, creativity. We have so much skills and gifts that God has given us. But let's talk. This is about you. This podcast is focused on you. And talk to us about the early beginnings, because who you are today, this is amazing and this is awesome, but where did this develop from? How did this come to be?
Yeah. I think anybody that you see with a ton of confidence or somebody that's really certain or somebody even like myself that may have high energy or just an example of what you feel you can become, never forget that they also had their origination, right? I am not the guy is any better than anybody else. I didn't have a silver spoon growing up. I hated school, to be honest. I graduated with a 1.7 GPA. I did not get my college degree. There were times in my life that I was very lost, confused. I was broke and broken. So if you're watching this right now and you're in a state of discomfort in any area of your life, if you're struggling, if you're frustrated, if you don't know right from left, up from down, and you're just looking for the inspiration or hope, I am here to tell you that things can change very, very quickly. First and foremost, I was born at a very young age. And some of you all will get that on the way home. But like anybody else, I had two loving parents. You know, I was told the same things that any other parents would tell them about the rules to success. You know, go to school, get great grades, graduate. And I did that. You know what I mean? Well, besides the grades part, I did all of that. But for me, what I started to notice that there were patterns in life. And one thing that I noticed is whoever you listen to or whoever you follow, you will become. And so for me, even at a young age, I started to use those disciplines or those patterns to my advantage.
Wow.
I grew up play basketball, right? In the second grade, when they said, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was never the guy that said, I want to have a successful insurance agency, or I want to go into sales, or I want to speak. No, like any other kid, my dream was to be a professional athlete. Now, I'm not super tall. I can shoot a little bit, but I wanted to be the next Anthony Hardaway. I might be myself, right? So some people are like, who is that? His name was Penny. Look up Little Penny. But what I used to do is I used to study his game. I used to study the game of Allen Iverson, and I never knew back then that those same things that I did to create success in that area of my life, athletics, would be the same things I could use to make any other area of my life better. If I wanted a better relationship, model a successful relationship. If I wanted a better body, model successful people that are creating stout bodies. Well, guess what? My finances, what I realized is that the information I had been following up to that point had led me to a place where I was broken. So once I started to learn some of these patterns, learn some of these principles, everything started to explode in a great way in my life.
Wow. People, when we look at celebrities, they're like superstar. They like this. But we oftentimes don't understand, like, there was a transformation. You know, there was something that happened. At what to you was like that defining moment, if it was, or where somebody flicked that switch, or you had an inner dialogue with yourself and you say, you know what, Damon, this ain't it. This is the reality that I want to create.
Yeah. And you know what, man? And I love this question because most people ask, okay, what was the deciding moment? What was that time where everything changed for you? And I want to answer this by explaining something to everyone. There is one reason and one reason only that human beings do anything. Mm. So even the change that you're looking to make in your life right now, there's only one reason why you're going to do it. Are you ready for this? Write this down.
I'm ready.
It's because you feel like it. Mm. Period. Only because you feel like it. Listen, why don't you go out and make it a completely different life? Well, because you don't feel like it. Now, the question becomes, well, Damon, you don't understand my situation. You don't understand that I've been broken. You don't understand the heartache that I've endured. You don't understand the disappointments that I've had. You don't understand the relationships, the trauma, the history. Listen, I want to be empathetic to those people that have experienced something. But when you're looking to change, you're only going to do it because you feel like it. Now, what happens is, how long do you have to endure either what you don't enjoy or how much you want whatever you desire in order to feel like changing? See, I want you guys to take this down for your notes. There's something that I teach called the reason for change. We only do it for one reason only. It's feel like it. But what leads up to that moment is something called space repetition or emotional impact.
Wow.
Okay, Damon, what does that mean? That's the same thing as saying, hey, we only do it because either we're looking to gain pleasure or get away from pain. Most people can't go towards pleasure because we've never experienced these pleasurable things that we want. That's why I feel like vision boards are crap. Mm. Yeah, they're horrible. Why? Because I can only believe for something that I've experienced. So if I have a vision board that has a Rolls Royce, guess what? I can't believe for that because I've never sat in it. No, but what I do need to put on that vision board is my reality. Because more than likely, I'll be more adept to get away from painful situations than to go towards pleasure. Let me scale back. I digress. So what is space repetition? Space repetition is where in your life, something undesirable has happened so many times over and over and over and over that eventually you reach a moment that says, enough is enough.
That's right.
And that is the moment you change. Now, emotional impact is when you experience something similar to what my grandmother experienced, or maybe you have a parent or a grandmother or grandfather that have experienced something similar where you have a health scare. Yeah, I'll never forget with my grandmother. I was in the second grade and she used to smoke cigarettes back to back to back. She was like a chimney. I would go into her home and right above where she would sit every day, there was like a yellow spot. Everybody over time, they would say, hey, you need to stop smoking. And she knew internally, hey, this is not good for me. How many people right now watching this know you're doing something that's not necessarily good and you need to change?
Exactly.
But guess what? Emotional impact.
Mm.
She ends up having a heart attack. She has to have open heart surgery. The doctor now tells her, unless you stop smoking, you will die. Change happens immediately. Now, the question was for me. David, when did that change? Well, it was both. There was a point in 2014 I made over $11,000. You see how I say over? That means I made less than 12. I was trying to make it sound higher than it is. No, $11,000 is what I made all of 2014. And I reached a moment, man, where enough was enough. Why? I was past doing my bills and my promises. I was past doing every single dream. One of the worst things that somebody could tell me around that time was, Damon, you have so much potential.
That's right.
Because I didn't know where that was coming. Well, where's it going to show up? Like, when is it going to happen? So I'll never forget, my man. I was about to lose my family. I was 3 months past doing my utilities. And I was 2 months past doing my rent, which means I had an eviction notice on the door. This was January of 2015. In that moment, I had a decision to make. Come back to this in a second. I had a decision to make. Am I finally going to feel like taking the actions necessary to create a new result? Or was I going to continue to do more of the same and get more of the same results? That's when I decided. So I only made about $11,000 all of 2014.
Wow.
Well, guess what? I turned my yearly income into my weekly income within 90 days of me making a
phenomenal. That's extremely phenomenal. And you said 90 days.
90 days.
I think logically, the next question is how? Like,
of course.
But when you said, okay, family, and that's, you know, one thing I've started realizing in life is that adversity is great. Adversity helps bring out, I think Shakespeare said, sweet are the uses of adversity. And John P. Huntsman, who ran for United States president, and he's the founder of Solo Cups and the plastic manufacturer, billionaire, he said that human beings rarely show their greatness unless, or their potential, unless they face some type of adversity, which brings out the best that they have to offer. In your situation, when you were like, okay, family is key. Like, I'm a man. Like, I got, like, I cannot, what's going on? 11, like, a wife, kids, you know, reputation. That's a lot of anger. That's a lot of frustration. It's a lot of, like, explosion of energy. But some people, they will let that kind of, like, defeat them. You know, drugs, alcohol. It's easy to flip the switch and go the opposite. With you, when you made that decision that day, what were some of the next initial steps? Did you go get a mentor? Did you start reading certain kind of books? What were some of the next couple of steps that you took?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, anything that happens outside has to first happen inside, right? That's right. In other words, anything that's happening in the physical has to first happen in the spirit. What does that mean? Nothing that you currently see, nothing that you currently hold, nothing that's in your room right now, nothing in your life that you can physically see with your two eyes ever came to be without first a thought. I love Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill because he does tell us that thoughts are things. So the issue that I was having before is I was trying to change the things in my life without first changing the thoughts in my life. Now the question now becomes, well, Damon, how do I start changing my thoughts? That's a great question. It's something that I call the domino effect. See, for most people right now watching this, they're trying to change a different result, i.e. the result of the money, lack thereof, or they want more in their life, right? That's a result. Now, the problem is I can never change the fruit of a tree without first changing the root. An apple tree is never going to give me oranges. An orange tree is never going to give me apples. Why? Because that's not the root. So the question now becomes, okay, Damon, if the fruit of my life is, i.e. the money I have right now, how do I go about changing the root? Write this down. This is called the domino effect. The domino effect is my beliefs will create my thoughts. My thoughts will create my feelings. My feelings will create my actions, and my actions will create my result. So the problem I was having for years, and that many people have, is they think that they need to change the action. Oh, okay, I get it, I get it. Hey, listen, I'm not making the money that I want to make, so let me start working harder. Listen, the quickest way to make less money is by working harder. Why? Because it has to start with your belief. Okay, well, Damon, well, how do I change how I feel? You can never change how you feel until you change your focus. And your focus is all based on what you've been believing. See, at the end of the day, when I started to learn beliefs, right? When I started to learn, oh, okay, how do I start changing what I'm believing? Because as the word says, as a man believes in his heart, so is he.
That's correct.
So what is a belief? The definition of a belief is basically trust. To accept something as true. So guess what, man? What I had been believing up to that point was that money was hard to come by. I believe that money didn't grow on trees. I believe that all rich people are going to you know what. I believe that I needed to look out for those get rich quick schemes. I believe that a penny earned is a penny saved. I believed all these. Well, Damon, how did these beliefs become formed? That's a perfect question. Your beliefs are formed four different ways. See, when I was a kid, when I was a baby, just like you, right? I didn't have any fears. This is scientific. We had no fears. Matter of fact, we did. There were two fears: loud noises and falling. So if right now you think you can't do what this young man is doing and have a podcast because you're afraid to speak to people, that is a belief that you came up with. That is something somebody else told you to start believing. So if you have a lack of income in your life right now, it is simply evidence of a belief. Belief is formed four different ways. I'll give this to you real quick. Repetitious information. Anything you've been hearing over and over and over and over and over and over and over has formed a belief in your life. Authority figure. Typically, the authority figures when you were a child, whether it was your parents, whether it was your grandparents, whether it was teachers, whether it was authority figures in the community or in the government, have formed that belief system. Your experiences have formed your belief.
Ooh, big one. Big,
and
big,
then
big
your
one.
Environment. And then your environment has formed your belief. Go ahead, man. You wanted to say something?
I'm writing notes. As you said, take notes. I'm writing notes, repetition, information, authority figures, experience, environment. The subconscious, you know, we, and this is something that is not really spoken about. You know, people go about their day-to-day lives, you know, but when you really get down to what's really narrating, we all tell ourselves a story over and over. Look at Kanye West. He's like, no, I want to be bigger than Walt Disney. I want to be the Steve Jobs. He keeps putting it out there, and they change. Like, you look at who recently died, Bob Proctor. And he's like, let's go levels deeper. Let's go layers deeper and begin the surgery there. The paradigm, you know, how do you see yourself? And he always gave this example. It was a cat, but when it looks at the mirror, you see a lion there. And Napoleon Hill and, you know, these amazing, the Rockefellers, and, you know, there's so many great individuals, but they inherently understood the power. I think one thing that you said that affects a lot of people all over the world is repetition of low quality information that causes them to be low quality individuals, that they don't have that belief about a brighter, positive future.
Yeah.
This is amazing, because few people speak about stuff like this and yet able to with such confidence and vigor. When you think about the world in its current state, you know, if we were just to take the average human being, right? Let's just say United States, let's just take the average human being, you know, they're going through, hey, I gotta pay bills, and man, you know, X, Y, this, and anxiety and stress, and, you know, they want me to be this. How do people take what has been put on them by the repetitious information, authority figures, experience, environment, and flip that so that their potential, their greatness, or, you know, as Lil Duval says, I'm living my best life. So how do people go about with that transformation?
Yeah, it's by a principle, and the principle is very simple. It's vision, right? We can only move in the direction of which we're looking. So at the end of the day, most of us are confused, frustrated, angry, full of anxiety, or even fearful because of what we've been looking at. So at the end of the day, you're never going to hit a target that you can't see. The problem is everybody's hitting the target that they see. Ooh. If I see CNN, constant negative news every single day, guess what my target is going to be? Frustration, anger, fear. Why? Because all it's sharing with me are reasons to be fearful, angry, and frustrated. Ooh. If I'm watching Sly as a Fox News, FOX News, right? It's only showing me information to make sure I stay in a state of discomfort. But see, if I want to know exactly what's going on in somebody's life, all I have to do is to listen to what they're saying. Because what you're saying is always going to be evident of what's in your heart and in your mind.
That's right.
So when I ask, well, hey, how's your day been? And they say, I'm barely making it, or it's just another Friday, or thank God it's about to be the weekend. I know for a fact that their vision is very either A, short, i.e. I'm living for the weekend, or they just simply don't have a guided vision. See, for most of us right now, we are living by circumstance. What does that mean? We're like a cork on water, right, that are moving and flowing and swayed by every wave, i.e. situations and circumstances in our lives. So when you asked me the question earlier, you said, hey, with everything going on in the world, see, what I've understood is it's not one world. No, there are actually 7 billion plus worlds on Earth.
Wow.
Because the world that I live in may be vastly different from somebody else's world. Why? I think words are very, very important. I think there's so much significance in the world with words. Why? Because in order for me to create the world I want, the only thing that dictates that is the words that I'm saying. Which is why I think it's no coincidence that the word, word, is in the word, world. Because the word you use will be forming the world you live in. Case in point, have you ever heard somebody say, a picture is worth 1,000 words?
That's correct.
Well, guess what? If I'm watching CNN and all the pictures I'm seeing are creating the words I'm speaking, which reinforces the frustrating life I live. Wow. But see, if I create different world images, right? If I say, you know what? The vision for my life is going to be, I want to live in opulence. I teach people this. I say, hey, listen, I want you to create 5 areas of your life. What are you talking about, Damon? Listen. The word says, write the vision, make it plain so that he that sees it will run. So how do we create a new thing? You can't just get rid of the old model. No, you need to create a new one. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, first of all, what do you want? Wow, nobody's ever asked me that before. Okay, write down 5 areas. Personal, financial, business, your leisure, and your contribution to the world. I'll say it again. Personal, financial, business, leisure, and your contribution to the world. I'm telling you exactly what I did. Matter of fact, here's my journal for this year. I got a journal for every year. And every year, at the beginning of the year, I write down, this one's a little bit torn, I write down the vision for my next year. I write down exactly what my life is going to look like on January 1st of 2023. Why? Because the word says, without a vision, the people perish.
That's
but it doesn't mean to die. No, that's not what that word means. Perish means to lack restraint.
Come on now.
Or in other words, to lack discipline.
Exactly.
So what that means is, if I don't have a vision, I'm not going to know what to say yes to or what to say no to. I'm not going to know not to watch CNN instead of watching Bob Proctor. Right? I'm not going to know who to hang out with or who not to hang out with. See, people ask how I got here now, and the only thing I did that people rarely do because they think it's woo-woo Because I wrote it down.
You wrote it down. Come on now.
I wrote it down.
Come on now. And, you know, that I love the fact that you referenced the Bible, you know, throughout the 25 plus minutes that we've talked, because there's a lot of downplaying with it, like, oh, you know, that old head stuff, man, that's tradition. But as you really look at it, it's sharper than a two-edged sword that allows us to really carve, you know. So I know the works that are destined for you, you know, greater before you were even born in your mother's womb, and that ability to, you know, you say, write it down, make it plain, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We just glance over those things and kind of like, all right. But when you really take the time to say, as a man thinketh in his heart, what even that heart, people, oh, the organ. No. The heart in the Hebrew context meant the innermost individual. So, like, not what people show on the outside. It was the actual, the software, the innermost, the thing that a lot of people don't even want to let people know exists. So they're saying that what's that inner dialogue there is what you are. And when you think about it, it's why a lot of people are in the situations they're in, or, you know, we speak ourselves into troubles, we speak ourselves into financial ruin, we speak us, you know. And you're so right. Words, you know, Bob Proctor and these guys, they will talk about, like, the energy and the vibration of words, and, you know, that's a thought that is spoken. And, you know, no human beings ourselves, we are incredible. God say, you know, let us create them in our image and likeness. So people don't understand. That means we have his attributes and his characteristics. So I was saying this morning, I think I was like, man, God probably looking at us like, yo, what we doing? Like, we supposed to be out here like giants and titans and like history changes. Like, I always say, you know, you're supposed to impact eternity. You're supposed to, if God created all of this, and then if Apple creates a product, their product has certain features and characteristics. People know that. If God, who's the ultimate creator of everything, cosmos and everything, created us, then what's our potential and our capability? So yeah. It's extremely fascinating. Talk to us about Elevated Income Academy, and, you know, what's the mission behind that, and with the work that you've been doing in it, talk to us about the people, like, their mindsets, because as I'm talking to you, you're not dealing with, you know, I'm not dealing with somebody that's dealing with the physical, you're dealing more with, like, the mental and even the spiritual. But talk to us about the individuals that come through Elevated Income and your purpose with that.
Yeah. So for me, my mission is to impact the lives of a billion people, to positively impact the lives of a billion people. And I want to do my voice. I want to do that through my appearance. I want to make sure that people see an example of success, something that they can model, something that they can follow. But more importantly, I want them to see their own inner potential. I think once we are aware of who we are, but more importantly, like you're talking about right now, whose we are, then we start to understand what our assignment is. And I think everybody has been given a divine assignment to serve. So with the Elevated Income Academy, it actually came authentically because I've been running an insurance agency now for the past 7 years. Insurance is how I really went from poverty to where I am right now financially. And what I started to understand is what I was teaching the people within my insurance agency, it wasn't necessarily anything about how to sell an insurance policy. See, again, I don't know if you all heard me earlier. I graduated with a 1.7 GPA. I did not graduate from college. I actually left out as a sophomore. But for me to be where I am right now, I understood, as they say, formal education will make you a living, but self-education will make you a fortune. So when I started to look at the people within my agency that were being successful, again, they weren't successful because it was insurance. They weren't successful because I was teaching them how to rebuttal or how to state certain closes or how to ask effective questions. No, those were skills, tactics, and strategies. But they were winning because they were changing their mindset. So what started to happen over time is people wanted to join our community at an alarming rate, not necessarily because they needed to be selling insurance. It's the vehicle, but because they wanted to be in a community where they could work on their mind.
Wow.
Because the mind impacts every single area of your life. You were talking about paradigms earlier. Paradigm is a multitude of habits. We were talking about beliefs earlier. The belief is only when I see a fact, whatever the fact is, whether it's true or false, there's a frame that I put around that, and that is called a belief. Well, guess what? If I can change the way you believe about your finances, if I can change the way that you believe about your fitness, your health, what you're worthy of, now the way you look at life changes. So the only reason why I started to say, you know I can make an hour what I used to make a year was because I changed the way that I look at things. So I want you guys to write this down. When you start learning this new stuff, the mistake most people make is they try to use their will to start being more successful. What does that mean? Your will is your conscious effort. That's you saying, okay, I'm going to work harder to be successful. No. Your environment is always going to be more powerful than your will. See, before people were created, places were created. Damon, say that again. Before God created people, he created places. So many times your destiny is not necessarily tied to a person. It's tied to where you've been placed. Are you in your proper environment? See, I love how Miles Monroe puts it. Wait.
Hold on. You didn't bring up the Miles Monroe. I study Miles Monroe like I breathe, eat, sleep, and drink water.
Yes.
Come on yep. Now.
One of the greatest teachers I've ever heard in my life, the way he teaches about vision, the way he breaks down concepts and ideas that are actually quite complex, and he makes it edible for anybody to have. It's crazy. But he was talking about, we're talking about environment right now. I'm sure you've heard this then. I mean, he gives the story of the bird and the fish. And when he asks people, he says, hey, listen, the bird and the fish have purpose. The word purpose means the original intent. The original intent. What was the original intent of a bird? To fly. That's simple. Right. What's the original intent of a fish? To swim. Now the question becomes, well, did a bird ever have to go to school? Did a bird ever have to get a degree? Did a bird ever have to get a coach or a mentor to work within its purpose?
Nope.
No, absolutely not. Well, what about a fish? Did a fish ever have to get a degree? Did a fish ever have to be cheered on by other people for it to behave in its purpose? And the answer, unequivocally, is no. But, and it is a big but, if I took that same fish out of water and I put it on dry land, what would happen?
It's dead.
Well, eventually, it would die. But if I took that same fish before it died, threw it right back into the water, what would happen? It would take off.
That's right.
It would swim away. Why? Because now it's in its proper environment.
Mm.
So a lot of people feel like they're suffering and lost and not where they want to be in life, not because they don't necessarily have the right information. No, it's because you're not in the right environment.
Oh my God.
Because that environment will cultivate your purpose. Your purpose will help serve other people. And when you serve other people, now you're not chasing income. You're chasing value, and becoming valuable is how you become truly, truly wealthy.
Wow. Man, this is amazing. I saw the pro, but I didn't know it was going to be this. This is crazy. Like the amount of life change, like every sentence you said is literally like a life changing sentence in terms of like thinking and mentality. And the fact you said Miles Monroe, I'm like, dang near jumped out of my seat.
Listen, success leaves clues, right? At the end of the day, I believe every message needs different messengers. So there's nothing new under the sun. And typically at the end of the day, whatever somebody that's successful has been doing, i.e. reading, listening to, studying, okay, the truth always sounds the same. And the truth is what God's word says about us. So a lot of the things that you and I are saying to each other and saying to the audience is the truth.
That's right.
And they know internally because they were made by the truth. Mm. So now, guess what? Okay, I'm drawn to this information because it is the essence of who I am.
Exactly. Now,
the deciding factor that everybody has to take after this is, now what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Because the biggest mistake that I was making for a long time, I can't speak for you or anybody else. The mistake I made is I thought this was the work. Hmm. I thought, you know what? I'm working on my mindset because I've watched the podcast. No. Many of us avoid the very thing that is the only thing that will create the result we're looking to have in our life. And do you know what that thing is?
What is it?
Action.
Oh, yeah. You got to take action.
It's doing the actual work. The only way you become competent or confident in any area is through repetition. So now, okay, I hear what you guys are saying on the podcast. Okay, you're talking about mindset. That's great. That's good. Okay, are you going to get the books? Are you going to look up Miles Monroe now? Are you going to get The Science of Getting Rich? Are you going to get one of my favorite books? I encourage everybody to get it. You want to know what really changed the game for me? This book right here.
Ooh, I have not read that. What to say when you talk to yourself?
Here's why this book is so important. Scientifically, about 75% to 80% of the conversations that you have every single day are with yourself.
That's right.
90% of the actions that you take every single day are unconscious.
Mm.
Which begs the question, why aren't people really reaching their goals? It's honestly not because of CNN. It's not because of Fox. It's not because of family. No, if you're not hitting your goals, it's because you talked you out of it.
Mm.
So it's great to listen to these podcasts, but really right now there's two different conversations that are happening. There's a conversation that we're having with you, and then there's a conversation that you're having with yourself.
Ooh,
so what I realized, the millionaires, the billionaires, the people making the tremendous impact in the world, they are saying something to themselves vastly different than what I am. Because the billionaire and the beggar both have the same 24 hours.
Ooh.
So it's not about me having more time. It's about what opportunities are they seeing that I'm not.
Come on now.
Remember what I said earlier. They are taking a fact, which could be true or false, and they are framing it with their belief. Guess what? That belief is consistent with what they're saying to themselves. So when I read this, I said, oh my goodness, I'm not reading Think and Grow Rich no more. I'm not even listening to another podcast because I'm the one talking to me when I turn this off. So Damon, what are you reinforcing every single day? Are you reinforcing that you are the head and not the tail? That you are above and not beneath? That everything that you touch turns to gold? Or are you reinforcing that it's hard to make money? Are you reinforcing that, you know what? Everything is up and then it's got to come down. Are you reinforcing that you must save for a rainy day?
Mm.
What? So basically what you're telling me is you want to save because you know something bad is going to happen. No, I save for my wealth fund. I say that money comes to me easily and effortlessly. I say that I am a money magnet. Listen, before anybody ever asked me to be on a podcast, I said that sharp, ambitious people are always contacting me to help me build their legacy and impact lives positively. I've been saying this for years. I said, when I speak, people listen. Because guess what? It told me, it said, hey, there's different levels of conversation you can have with yourself. And do you want to know one of the most powerful things you can ever say to yourself? Is the two words, I am.
Mm.
Because what you're automatically doing is reaffirming your creator. Because he stated that I am that I am.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to miss that. The creator stated, I am that I am.
So anything that you follow up with I am,
that's what you
is know. A reinforcement of who you truly are. And you can only live congruent to the way you see yourself. So if you are saying, I am so sick and tired of,
don't question why that continues to show up in your life. If you consistently say, I am always getting in the wrong relationships,
don't question why Mr. Wrong keeps showing up.
If you are always saying, I am always without money, I am always up and down, then don't question why your life is showing proof of your words.
Wow. You might have to put the Cash App somewhere. Like, this is, we need to be pounded with, like, from the day we're born. And just, like, you know how Kanye West had the music stem? We need the Damon P. Dillard stem. It's just like, okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. And this is so key, like, in life and business, you attract what you continuously, like your inner dialogue, like we're creating our realities. When I work with clients in my digital marketing agency, running Facebook ads for their master classes, a lot of times I have to get in and look at the pricing of what they've priced up and said, this is not you. You can scale this. The value you are giving to people is incredible compared to what you're asking for. And it's usually inner self-talk. No, people are not going to get this. And there's these conversations. As I'm talking, there's so many conversations that a lot of people have extreme strongholds. They deeply believe these negative self-talks about themselves that it's almost like trying to like take a monkey wrench and like loosen it up to say, hey, look, you do not have to live that way. You're not. And you have to be somebody that is skilled to help people to get out of that. Because if not, you would easily fall into that same kind of like mentality and thinking.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I created this statement. Well, let's just be very honest. I believe my creator has gifted me with some incredible skills. Like you said earlier, he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He knows the hairs on my head. He had given me a divine assignment. And I believe the confusion that we have is, okay, well, Damon, what is my divine assignment? Like, what is my purpose? Okay, I hear the example about the fish and the bird, but how do I figure out my purpose? Ladies and gentlemen, until you figure out your purpose, you can reach success monetarily, but you will never be fulfilled. I love how Tony Robbins says it. He says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Listen, I know people personally that make millions of dollars on a daily basis. On a daily basis, they send me the screenshots. Hey, look, I just made $9.96 today. But you would think that they should be the happiest people in the world. No. Until you're working in purpose, you're not going to be fulfilled. See, I tell people to do three things to discover their purpose. They're very simple. Your purpose has been with you your entire life. Number one is, what would you do for the rest of your life, whether you got paid for it or not? Do you know that I've been doing this my whole life? Like, listen, people can come to me and be like, oh, no, you talk. Like, that's what you do. Well, number two would be, okay, what do people come to you and they say, yo, you are incredible at this. Like, how do you do that?
Like, what comes easy to you but hard for other people?
See, this is easy for me. Like, I could do this all day.
You give me a topic to discuss on mindset, personal development, psychology, improving your life, whatever it is, I do that.
I do it in sales. Listen, I've sold anything under the sun that you can think of legally. Gym memberships, women's retail, insurance policies, mortgages, real estate, done it all. Why? Because I've been gifted with the ability to communicate. Now, number three, what it's really tied to, remember, divine assignment, you controlling, impacting your part of the universe. What do you see as an injustice in the world that's the bane to your existence? See, in other words,
the agitation is your assignment.
Ooh. That sounds like Whatever. Mob Monroe right there.
Here's your assignment. You know what it was for me, man? For me, it was people lacking in confidence. Why? Because I can resonate with that. I wasn't born with money. Yeah, I was that kid that had the Jordan jersey. It said Chicago and 23 on the front, but there was nothing on the back. So kids used to make fun of me. I was a kid that had to wear the Shacks to school. I was a kid that had to wear a suit from the flea market with the clip-on tie, not realizing that my Stacey Adams were actually talking, but it was the only thing that I could, I'm gonna try not to get emotional. It was the only thing I could wear to church. I didn't grow up with money. So when you're treated like somebody that does not have money, it kills your confidence. All kids wanna do is be accepted. They want to be loved. They want community. They want adoration. They want admiration. They want love. These are human needs.
That's right.
Which is why to this day, oh, my kids got to have the best. Oh, Damon, you're materialistic. Are you kidding me? I'm materialistic? Listen, I believe that materialism starts where most people's paycheck ends. How can I say that? Because there's people in Africa and other countries that only have one pair of shoes. But I'm positive if you're watching me right now, you have several. Does that mean you're materialistic? No, it just means that my standard is different. See, I saw people that were living without hope. They thought that their life's current circumstances was as good as it gets. And when I made it out, when my life changed, I said, okay, I'm going to take what I do easy, what other people say I'm great at, and I'm going to use it for my assignment. And so now I do not work a day in my life. See, the question is not, what do you do for a living? It's not, what do you do for a living? The question is, what do you do while you're living? And when you figure that out, you will never have to worry about money in your life again.
Ooh. I might have to listen to this a couple of times because this is, God is speaking through you so powerfully. And thank you for being able to command his presence at such an impactful level. You know, the listeners that are listening, this is a treat. This is not just a treat, but this is guidelines to your potential to. God has a vision for you, and our goal, our job, our mission in life is to be in alignment with that, you know. And Damon, what you've been able to do, especially in a country like America, you know, and, you know, our race and color, there's so many things that, oh, you could just fall into the side and that's the pitfall and that's, hey, you're just gonna be like that, man. You had a little thing right there and get the little janitor, but you've been able to blow all that off and superhero, man, show up powerfully, show up and impact. What are the things that you do, like, because, you know, people have like a morning routine. Like, what are the things that you do to keep yourself charged, to keep yourself energized, to keep yourself in that spirit and in that alignment so that not only can you continue to impact at this high level, but you can be even ascend further and, you know, go into those missions that God has given?
Yeah, well, the important thing, man, again, is knowing who you are, right? We talk about the five senses, right? Smell, touch, taste, and the rest of the senses, right?
Yeah.
What people don't realize is that in order for me to have this type of energy, I have to understand who I am.
That's right.
Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, first of all, what you see right now is not who I am, which means if I'm only operating based on the five senses that I've been taught, I'm going to operate just like anybody else.
Mm.
No. What I am is spirit.
That's right.
I possess a soul and I live in a body. So if I want to continue to have this type of energy, to be able to speak the way I do, to be able to convey information, to communicate,
I have to feed all three parts of me. So when we talk about morning routines, if I was left to my own demise, i.e. my flesh, I'd be the most undisciplined person ever.
That's right.
But see, I learned the five senses of each part of me, the five senses of the spirit, the five senses of the soul, and I'm able to feed those sufficiently. Now I never have to worry about lacking energy. So the question was, what is my morning routine? That's what I focus on. I focus on the spirit first. I believe if you can control your morning and your night routine, you'll never have to worry about the middle. Why? Because as entrepreneurs, the one thing that is certain is uncertainty.
That's right.
As an entrepreneur, you cannot choose what's going to happen between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So guess what? Even before I got on this call, there was adversity.
Exactly.
But see, what most people do is they allow adversity to impact their emotional intelligence. But if you've already, write this word down, primed your spirit and soul, your body's going to follow. So what do? First thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I wake up at 5 a.m. I take in God. All right, I'm down on my knees. I'm immediately into gratitude. What I teach people is something called a rampage of gratitude. So it's not just, hey, I'm happy for life. I'm happy for my family. No, I'll just literally just start feeling and thinking of different things. Like, man, I'm so grateful for the sheets that are on my body right now. I'm so grateful that I live in the home that I do and the climate is controlled. I'm so grateful for my wife laying beside me right now. I'm so grateful for my children. I'm so grateful that I can even wake up in the right state of mind. And I'll just feel that for 5 minutes. The next thing I do is I drink it, take in at least a liter of water. Why? Because you have to have an internal bath. You get dehydrated at night. And if you're dehydrated, you're not thinking at your highest capacity. The next thing I do is I read my goals. I got about 100 and some odd goals that I read every single morning. And then I meditate. I do a 20-minute meditation every single morning. Now, the one thing that you did not hear me say is I check my phone. I check Instagram. I check Facebook. Why? Because if I put my body in a reactionary state the first thing in the morning, I have now trained myself to react the entire day. If I'm reacting the entire day, I always feel like I'm behind, which also means I feel out of control. But if I can control my morning, that now means I respond to every situation. And responding is completely different. Responding is looking at a situation, weighing the pros and cons, and proceeding unemotionally. So my morning routine is is at least 2 hours without any outside contact, strengthening my mind. And it's the same thing at night, an hour before I go to bed.
Amazing. Now, I know the listeners, anybody that listens to this, they're like, yo, Damon, how do we work with you? How do we, where's the link? Like, where? So the people that are ecstatic, they're enthusiastic, how did they get in touch? How did they get started?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to do this, man, because we actually have a masterclass workshop that I'm going to be doing next Saturday. It's on April 2nd. Now, it is going to be free, and I typically do not do free stuff. Right now, it's about $5,000 an hour to even get on the call with me, and I do not get on the call until it's wired. But I just saw a need in the marketplace. I said, you know what? People are trying to figure out a better way. The PPP thing is out of the way. A lot of people are lost. A lot of people are seeing the gurus. A lot of people are hearing about this industry and that industry and this play and that play. What I want to do is I want to give you the principles of six figures in 90 days or less. And how are you going to do it? How are you not going to do it? Principles work every single time for everybody. They are laws. The reason why I love teaching on laws is because they are irrefutable. You cannot argue with them. You cannot argue with the law of gravity. I don't care if you're short, fat, skinny, tall, rich, poor, doesn't matter. I throw you off the top, the tallest building, you're not going to float, you're not going to fly, you're going to fall. Well, guess what? There are laws to creating wealth. So if you learn the principles, you can participate in the promise. It's the same way that I took a young lady that was working at Netflix, dire straits, down on her luck, depressed. She said, listen, I don't want to work here anymore. I said, listen, are you willing to listen to me?
That's the first question. Are you willing to be coachable?
She said, yes. She took the information. Her first week out, she made $12,500. She wasn't even making that in a six-month period at her previous job. It's how I took the young men that graduated from a local university. They were making about $400 a week working for a bank. I said, listen, I can turn your weekly income into your hourly income. Are you willing to listen? And people say, well, what did you tell them to do? How did it? Because of the principles. They work for all people at all times in all things.
So what we're going to be doing next Saturday is we're going to be teaching on these things.
It'll give you an opportunity to obviously get more of this information. And possibly for some of you that are ready, it's not going to be for everybody.
You'll have an opportunity to work with me on a deeper level after that as well.
And let me know how I can be of assistance to that.
As soon as you get off the line, we're going to talk.
Yeah. So massive webinar. I've been doing that for a couple years. But the thing that I think is exciting about this too as well is that ability to just go into somebody's subconscious. But you're not doing it from a way where it's like a F you kind of attitude. You're doing it more from like, I can relate to you. I feel you. I want you to get out of there as badly. Like, so it's almost as if it's like love, you know, so much love and passion and desire. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't, you know, some people you're around, the energies, but it's like manufactured, like, I don't know. It's like, but with this, it's almost like, hey, man, like, I want to be within that environment. Like, you've created this environment that I think if people, and I think the thing that's super exciting is that as you interact with more and more people and they go through those transformations, as time goes on in their life, they're going to realize just how much of a gift you were to them. And I think that a lot of people won't even be able to comprehend just how much of a, to the extent that you are able to, and especially those that are in your inner circle, those that are able to feed and to listen and to be able to learn from you, it's going to be massive.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That's what I'm here for. I'm extremely grateful. God is obviously still working on me. I feel like I have a long way to go, and I'm excited about that journey. I think our greatest human need is for growth. You know what I mean? When we feel most alive is when we're growing. That's why podcasts get so many listens now, because people are growing when they listen to this information. So again, man, I just got to acknowledge you. I have to thank you. I have to honor you for even giving me this platform and the opportunity to just speak life into people, because that's what every single one of our responsibilities are.
Exactly. Any last words, anything that you want to get off your chest, anything you want to say to the people?
Yeah, two things. So the first one is, I didn't say the website.
Okay.
So you can hit me on IG. Probably the easiest way.
And we're gonna put all the links so you guys have straight access. Yeah, it's gonna be in the description. Straight.
They're good. They're good. The only thing I would say is your income and your life is gonna be in direct correlation to your personal self-development. The misnomer that most people have when it comes to personal growth is they think that there's something new they need to discover. Wow. Okay, personal growth, Damon, is me becoming a new person. That's not it. Personal growth is you reminding yourself of who you truly are.
Come on now.
Personal growth is shedding the layers of years of doubt and conditioning that are the lies in your life. I would encourage everybody to focus on one word, and the word is belief.
Belief.
And I love the word, because even in the word belief, it gives you the secret. The secret is L-I-E. Shakespeare said, to think you can or to think you can't, both are actually right.
That's right.
So if you can work on your beliefs and begin believing a different way, you'll change your life forever.
Amazing. Masterminders, This, out of any episode, this is probably the best episode I've ever done. This was fascinating. It was liberating. And I love the amalgamation of the thought and God and, you know, purpose and development. This is a concoction that, this is a bomb. This is like when Tom Brady stepped back and throw that Hail Mary and, you know, Randy Moss is running and he turned and grab it and everybody go, oh, I didn't even know that was possible. This is that right here. So my masterminders, look, you're listening. You guys, stop what you're doing. Go follow on IG. Enroll. Look, you guys, look, don't waste time. End of March is the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second quarter. Do something drastic in your life that's going to give you that positive change that you're looking for. And this is it right here. He did not have to be here. He could have been like, yo, I'm busy. I got other things I got to do. This is not a paid gig. This ain't going to pay me. Guys, go follow, go tap in, enroll into what he is doing. Don't waste time at all. Look, if I got to go to where you guys are at and be like, yo, oh, you're a mastermind. All right, here's the link. Go, I stand and look over your shoulder as you're doing it. Do it. I can tell from the way he said Miles Monroe, guys. The fact that he said Miles. No. I've watched so much Miles Monroe. I've listened his story. The fact that he said Miles Monroe. Look, I'm going to ask y'all. I talked to some of my masters. I'm going to be like, yo, did you go enroll into the Elevated Income Academy? Did you go with the Damon's page? So, guys, make sure you go tap in. God is not a God of coincidences. Everything happens for a purpose. Damon, thank you again. The description, all the links are going to be there for you guys to have straight access to it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Until next time, my masterminders.